Last week, the Osage Nation relieved its chief of his duties after an 8-day trial. Senior reporter Benny Polaka from the Osage News Tribal Newspaper said it all started last summer.
Starting in summer 2013, the Osage Nation Congress received several allegations of wrongdoing that were committed by the Chief Red Eagle administration, and altogether 15 allegations of wrongdoing were considered in a congressional investigative committee, which looked into each of those 15 allegations. And the result of that investigation was a report that was given in October 2013. 6 allegations of wrongdoing were believed to warrant cause for the removal trial that was held this month.
Of those 6 allegations, 2 were for interfering with investigations by the Osage Attorney General's office.
It's unlawful for anyone to interfere with an Attorney General investigation, and also out of that instance, the chief also accused of trying to give preferential treatment because the phone call that he made regarding the Attorney General investigation involved his grandniece. His grandniece was working for the counseling center, and there were personnel issue-style complaints against his niece. And so he made a phone call to the Attorney General's office to inquire about that, and that's how that event ended up as part of the removal trial.
Another allegation was that Chief Red Eagle was not upholding Osage law.
The Osage Minerals Estate has its accounts housed in the office of the principal chief. There was legislation passed in 2011 which would give the sole control of all Osage Mineral Estate accounts over to the Osage Minerals Council. And according to the Minerals Council, that law was never upheld and they were never given control of the accounts as was written out in that law. And so that was another charge or allegation that was placed against Chief Red Eagle.
Another law the chief disregarded was the Open Records Act.
2 newspapers, one of which was my publication, the Osage News, requested copies of a consultant contract that the chief had entered into with a Pawhuska local businessman by the name of Rod Hartness, and it was told to the Osage public that the chief and Hartness had a consultant contract where Hartness was hired as an energy consultant to advise the chief of such affairs, and that just raised a lot of questions by the Osage News and the other publication, which is the Big Heart Times.
This is a new and young government for the Osage. Mm-hmm. Would you say that the process worked?
Well, overall, everyone in the government seemed to have believed that the process worked.
Upon the removal of Red Eagle, Assistant Principal Chief Scott Bighorse was sworn in 10 minutes later. Bighorse then appointed Terry Mason Moore as the first woman Assistant Principal Chief of the Osage.